Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello to our friends at 98 Rock, California's rock station in lovely Sacramento, California. Also, 97.3, the machine talk that rocks in San Diego, beautiful San Diego, California. How are you? And our friends at 96.9, the Fox in Appleton, Wisconsin. Big show for you today. Ted's Meat Potatoes. Head chef's coming up with the most famous fast food flops of all times. Another round of No S. Sherlock. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And in the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA. Steve, who is our next contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Greg, you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Man, what is happening today?
This is who we attract. This is how game shows should be. Because every time you watch Jeopardy, those people are clearly sober.
Most of the time when we play, we'll get, a couple weeks ago, we had nothing but sober players.
But you say
sometimes
that like that's
50-50.
A bad thing.
This is an unbelievable day. I don't know what's going on. If it's full moon, every single person who's called has been messed up.
What are you messed up on?
Some white rhino.
White rhino.
Wow. I'm not sure I know. Is that a whiskey, a malt liquor? What is it?
Or is that Coke?
That is some green.
Oh, all right.
That makes a lot more sense.
That's much better than how it sounds. It's got that sound like acid. You think you're going to die.
You heard acid. I'm hearing cheap vodka, right, that the homeless would drink. I'm drinking white rhino. Leave me alone, goddammit.
Just lots of crystals.
All right.
All right, here is did you ask him the survey question?
Oh, no, I did not. Men's Room poll today, Greg. Burger made of bald eagle, burger made from your pet, or from someone that you've never met.
And you have the munchies, more than likely, so I think this is very telling.
Going to have to go with a bald eagle.
Bald eagle burger. How do you want that done?
Freedom burger.
What do you think you'd put on it? Mushrooms, Swiss? How would you accompany this burger?
It's going to have to be pretty rare, I think. It might be tough.
You have to use American cheese, right? You can't use any cheese other than American cheese.
Is it ground like turkey burger? Is that how I'm assuming we're making a patty?
That is what I picture because you called it a burger.
All right.
Yeah, this isn't one of those places where we throw a chicken sandwich and call it a chicken burger.
I didn't want that. I don't want the whole. All right.
And then you garnish it with two feathers in the bun.
Okay.
It's got to serve it properly.
It's got to be American cheese and... Well, maybe top with ranch?
I think you garnish the stranger burger with, two fingers poking out of the bun, and then you garnish the pet burger with one of its paws.
All right.
That way, everyone at the table knows whose food is whose. That's all. All right, here is your question. How long is a fortnight?
2 weeks.
Damn.
Greg, it was really good talking to you, getting to know
you. That was the white rhino knowing
you. Yeah, enjoy everything, including the weed. White rhino. I don't think I've ever seen white rhino. Have you seen white rhino?
Not that I know.
You have? No?
Yeah.
I would think I would know. That's why I thought it was a malt liquor.
So right away you knew it was weed?
I didn't. But once he said, hey, it's a strain of weed, I was like, oh, I'm an idiot. Of course it is.
I've smoked that.
I was with you. I thought it was code for something weird. I was like, oh, what is he going to say?
Yeah, but the thing about weed, all the different names that weed has could also be a malt liquor, right? Or, Miles said, some form of ecstasy or acid or something.
I wasn't sure where that was going. Yeah, really.
Alaskan Thunder F. I'd be like, dude, it's this malt liquor. It'll put you on your lips.
And I get it. If you don't smoke marijuana, it's pretty easy to make fun of the names. But there's some crazy names on beers, too.
Drool.
Yeah.
Men's Room Red.
That sounds like something went horribly
wrong. You have blood in your urine.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the game?
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola. Andy, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, yeah. Andy.
Have we had anyone sober?
No. Not yet. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't seem like it today.
Men's Room poll there, Andy. Burger made of bald eagle, burger made from your pet, or one from a person you have never met before?
I'm going to have to go with person I've never met before, especially someone like, you know, get a little fatty substance in there, be good to go.
So you want to pick your person?
No.
Right. You wouldn't
not.
Do it like the lobster type?
Yeah, exactly.
You got like 12 people. Like, oh, him.
Yeah, what's his
name? Him right there.
You mean Craig.
Come on, fat boy.
Whatever his name is.
You just about him. To get eaten.
Is that his name? I didn't need to know that.
We need to open a restaurant. We really do. All right, your question. The Galilean moons orbit which planet in the solar system?
I'm going to have to go with Uranus.
That's always the right answer, Andy.
Even though it's not the correct answer, that is the right answer.
Yes. How about Jupiter?
Yeah,
Jupiter.
I mean, hey, worth a shot.
Well, we always say, if we ask you a planetary question, you do not know the answer, please simply answer Uranus.
And always remember, it's worth a shot of Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Uranus is worth a shot. How many times have I said that?
Many.
All right. All right, here is your question.
A man named Randy once.
All right. Speaking of Uranus, what bread's name might come from the German word meaning devil's fart?
No idea. Pass on that
one. I'm going to go pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel.
Oh, yeah.
Pumpernickel.
Boom.
Of course.
Honestly, one of my favorite breads. Rarely eaten. I like very pumpernickel. Much what I do. I'm like,
but there's
really
a difference,
like bread,
man.
Yeah.
If it were called devil's fart bread, you wouldn't eat it. But you would smoke it if it were a strain of wheat.
Yeah.
Dude, have you,
you, know what,
have you smoked
strain of weed.
Devil's fart? Because that's a statement, right?
I'm pretty sure Outback used to have like a little pumpernickel loaf they'd give.
They didn't call it devil's fart.
So delicious.
In Australia, we just called it devil's fart.
It's a fart from down under.
Devil's fart, though, easily could have been sourdough.
Sure. Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Sourdough.
Hawaiian loaf.
Right.
After a luau, I enjoy Hawaiian loaf.
Right. That was the other thing. Did anybody else start thinking of brands of breads?
I mean, just right now.
Right. Wonder loaf. Wonder bread.
No, offering devil's fart. Artist Joe Pash. Did he design the skull logo for the Grateful Dead, the tongue and lips for the Rolling Stones, or the VH for Van Halen?
I'm going to have to go with Rolling Stones.
You are correct, sir.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Wasn't it Eddie Van Halen who did the Van Halen logo?
You mean the guy who named a band after himself? You think he then would take the time to draw a logo of his initials?
I believe
I don't know.
I believe the story was that he kind of ripped it off of a Hendrix logo that was originally, and it was just one or twice that Hendrix used this kind of logo, and he kind of just went like, oh, I like that, and stole it.
But isn't it kind of like the old Aerosmith logo? Just a little wing kind of.
Exactly. Thing. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Ola!
Ola!
Zach, you sober, not sober?
I am your first sober contestant.
All right.
There.
Thank God. All right, Zach. Men's room poll today. Would you rather eat one, a burger made of bald eagle, burger made from your pet, or burger made from a person you've never met before?
Gonna have to go with the bald eagle.
All right, bald eagle. The freedom burger. The red, white, and blue burger,
right.
Which would include blue cheese,
ketchup,
and mayonnaise.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. The freedom burger.
Absolutely.
I still think ranch is more American.
You think ranch is more American than mayonnaise? That
well,
we're putting on ranch.
Yeah, mayonnaise, good call. Just not blue cheese. And frankly, I just don't like blue cheese.
I just can't think of anything else that's blue that I can put on my burger.
But you and me are eating stranger burgers.
So that's
true. What's your go-to condiment? What kind of cheese? What's your condiment?
Does that mean you can't feel the sandwich when you pick it up, the stranger burger?
Stranger burger, yeah. I can only eat it with my right hand.
My hand's numb, but I can eat it.
I mean, I guess
I'm going Swiss cheese and onions for sure.
Yeah, caramelized onions.
Absolutely.
All right,
here's your question. The TV show Young Americans was a spinoff from what?
I have no idea.
That is the correct answer.
I don't know.
Young American
Friends again?
It's a spin-off.
No, I believe the show was on Fox. It had
24.
Vanderbeek in it.
Dawson's Creek.
I like the beak the older he gets. Whenever he pops up, I'm like, I didn't really watch that show, but I'm digging the beak.
I know nothing about that show, but
he seems like a decent guy. He's kind of funny.
I heard he's a serial killer. All right, here's your question. In what country would you find the active volcano Lassen Peak?
The active volcano what?
Lassen Peak. That's the name of it.
You said what country?
Correct.
Let's go Russia.
The United States of America.
What is it, Alaska?
Either Alaska or Hawaii, dude. I don't know. I meant to look it up, and then I didn't. Good job on the wheel today, Tim.
She's feeling good, man. Spinning well.
What TV show centered around the exploits of Dr. Sam Beckett? Ted, I thought you'd know this one.
Yeah, I do, man. I was going to give him a hint.
If you can give him one.
What is the hint?
Ziggy?
Okay.
Ziggy.
That helps me in no way.
Like a cartoon Ziggy?
Maybe a machine called Ziggy?
Go back in time.
Gonna have to pass on that one.
Quantum Leap.
Oh, Quantum Leap. I wasn't thinking of that like Doctor was.
Doctor.
All right, question four, Zach.
You're just going to have a regular dude running around from time zone to time.
Yeah, I never really thought of
that. You need a doctor.
I never thought about that.
You need a good doctor.
Doctor Time. Time.
What sports lingo uses the term mulligan?
What sports lingo uses the term mulligan?
So in other words, in what sport would you use the term mulligan?
It also uses the term ace.
What are the terms you use?
What other terms could be used in the sport?
That aren't so obvious.
My favorite are lip, short hair,
rough.
Yeah.
Driver.
Four.
Wet.
Man, I guess I really am this dumb. What about golf?
Oh, God.
There you go. Zach.
Good Lord.
Very good.
The only clue we didn't give you was the word golf.
Hole.
Jesus. Like we're running out of words.
Oh, my God.
Tiger Woods.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, if you'd like to be a contestant, we've got more contestants and more of Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head Chef coming up. Tens Meat and Potatoes has the most famous fast food flops of all times. That is on the way after emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. In the meantime, game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Jerry, are you sober or not sober today?
I am sober today.
Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Thank you.
All right, Jerry. Men's Room poll today. Your choice, eat one, a burger made of bald eagle, a burger made from your pet, or a burger made from a person that you've never met. Which one are you choosing?
I'm going with the eagle today.
Bald eagle, freedom burger.
Mm. We're going to have to 86 to freedom burgers,
freedom
man.
With cheese. Freedom with cheese.
Well, we got three left.
Three freedom burgers left. Waiting on our shipment of bald eagle.
What do we serve it on?
Oh, what kind of bread? I think sesame seed bun, man.
Oh, I say brioche.
Brioche?
Yes.
A bald eagle on brioche?
Toasted.
Brioche does not sound American, brah.
Right. That's part of it.
That sounds French.
I want a freedom bun.
Right.
We have freedom fries.
I mean, hell, there people don't think.
Freedom burger. Mm-hmm. It's got to be on like just
on brioche.
Right.
Come on.
It should be on just white Wonder bread then. I mean, Christ.
I don't know, man. The Freedom Burger?
No, Freedom Burger deserves a good bun, like a brioche bun toasted.
Not brioche, though, man.
What's better than brioche?
That's not the argument. The argument is
it's for the Freedom Burger.
It's the Freedom American Burger.
This is a bald eagle.
Yeah.
I just feel like
my bald eagle on brioche somehow is even more insensitive.
Probably just a plain-ass white bun.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Whatever you want.
Simple.
Hang on, Mike's got the answer.
BD's got it. It's a pretzel bun.
Not bad. Not bad, man.
That's a hipster bald eagle burger.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's what we got.
Oh,
here,
you
man.
Want the old-fashioned bald eagle?
I want the old-fashioned bald eagle.
The way we used to eat them.
That's right.
Oh, it's a hipster bun. I want the brioche.
With a side of coleslaw. I don't want those sweet potato fries, you freaking idiot.
All right, here is your question. Edmonton is the capital of which Canadian province?
Edmonton?
Yes.
That would be Alberta.
Boom. Nice work there,
Jerry. One and done.
Very good. Good conversation. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Jeez, hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Josh, you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I am sober today.
Okay, welcome to the show, Josh. Josh, our men's room poll, you got to eat a burger. Is it going to be a bald eagle burger, your pet burger, or a person you never met burger?
Ooh, I got to go with the Freedom Burger.
Freedom
on
Burger.
Ride.
Oh, man, we only got two of those left.
Another Freedom. By the way, the comments coming in, they agree that the pretzel bun is the way to go.
To eat the bald eagle.
All right, I'm in.
On your Freedom Burger.
All right, I don't mind a pretzel bun.
A little buttery on there.
Yeah.
Freedom fries. Probably got to be on a paper plate, too, right?
I would think so.
No cornet?
No. No cornet. Right. This is a straight up paper plate. Man.
Okay, so we're not eating this burger, but we're making it.
We're making it for you, right. All right, here is your question. Which spice comes from cilantro? He's deflating.
I'm drawing a blank. And it's not blank. Oh, man, I got to go with the pass.
Coriander?
Coriander.
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 All right. I've been alerted to something with the Freedom Burger.
What happened?
All right.
Technically, French fries are French fries, right? We can call them Freedom Fries. So should we serve tots with it?
Why not? If you're you know, if it's on a paper plate, man, I think tots is a better choice.
All right.
Well, what about waffle fries?
Ooh. We don't have those on the menu.
I like
man.
Waffle fries and curly fries as well. I'm not even sure.
We call them the waffle stomp.
Waffle stomp fries.
Yeah.
What you do is you put potatoes in a shower and you drop them, and then you stomp them through the drain. Like, say, maybe if you pooped in there.
You know, kind of like that.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your question. There are six main weapons in the game of Clue. The candlestick, the lead pipe, the knife, the revolver, rope, and what?
Ooh.
You make interesting noises when you think.
Let's go with the... did Jerry say cleaver?
I don't remember.
You're playing a bloody, bloody game of Clue.
Yeah, man. All those noises that you came out with cleaver... I'm freaked out.
He's got a dog in a basket. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
The wrench. A wrench.
A wrench. Wrench.
A candlestick, a lead pipe, a knife, a revolver, rope, and a wrench. And I'm sure in the updated editions, they'll add a cleaver.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that you can dismember.
Or a baseball bat.
Yeah.
All right, question four, Josh.
That's just the most ghetto. Broken malt liquor bottle. All right.
A boot.
Switchblade.
Right.
Half a pool stick.
All right. The Beaufort scale measures what weather element?
Barometric pressure.
Wind.
Beaufort?
Wind.
The Beaufort scale measures whatness? There are many shades of whiteness. The Beaufort scale measures all the shades of whiteness.
All right, what is the inner... Where is the International Court of Justice? Sounds like a place Superman would hang out.
It does, man. The International Court of Justice.
Next to the Fortress of Solitude.
Which is made of ice.
International Court of Justice. Let's go with Sweden.
I was going to say Geneva.
The Hague.
Oh, the Netherlands.
Yeah. All right.
Close I'm with you, Miles. I thought Geneva, too.
Somewhere in there. Somewhere in the friendly places. Somewhere in the friendly part of the world.
I'll let you guys answer this. A lot of people have a lot of opinions about how to best serve a bald eagle burger. But it said, how about salad instead of fries?
Salad.
I say F you.
Salad.
I'm sorry, man.
You just eat a bald eagle. We're not worried about the caloric intake
at this point. Yeah. Thank you.
And I do like a salad. God. I like a salad. It's just that's not the time.
Oh, and then the updated version of Clue, someone added a Tide Pod.
Okay.
Can we swap out Colonel Mustard for Colonel Sanders?
Another killer.
It's Colonel Sanders with a bucket of chicken.
I'd take that. I would take that.
All right, your question. What female singer is discussed at the beginning of the movie Reservoir Dogs?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, man, I haven't seen that freaking movie in a long time.
Just remember, man, because it's, you know, so friggin' big.
It's not Jolie, is it?
Madonna!
Madonna.
To argue to the top. Like a virgin.
Right.
Fill me in. I don't remember either.
Tarantino just goes on this famous rant. He's like, no. Like, it's not her first time. It's that this guy's so big, it reminds her of her first time. That's why it's like a virgin.
Oh.
I mean, I'm paraphrasing.
Right, I understand.
It's Tarantino, so it's a little more colorful.
Question seven, Josh.
Question number seven. Which Sesame Street characters live at 123 Sesame Street?
Big Bird.
Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie.
Hell yeah.
Ernie. The first hetero couple of metropolitan age. Mm-hmm.
They're still living together, like the Odd Couple.
You can make all the jokes you want, folks, but their savings accounts are massive.
Yes, they are. They haven't wasted any of the child support, and they're going to retire early.
Just couple dudes share a place.
That's it. That's all it is.
That's all we did, man.
About a franchise on that, man. Just two dudes living together, no questions asked.
They were kind of like the original Friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sleep beside each other, the whole deal. No crumbs in the bed, the only rule they got.
It's all good.
Yeah.
And close the door when you poop.
Everything else
apparently
is
apparently, Bert had a habit of leaving the door open.
Yeah.
That's a little known nugget from Sesame Street, though, kids.
They call the top of Bert's head the tickler. A lot of people don't know that.
Only when they were drunk. All right. Multiple choice. The guy who made Rocky and Bullwinkle also created Captain Crunch, Tony the Tiger, or the Keebler Elf?
Let's go with Tony the Tiger.
That'd be Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah. Oh, really?
The drunken sounding shortest cast
out
ever. Why does
Captain Crunch sound like this? I wonder.
Because I've been drinking rum, kids.
Seriously, it does sound like
that. That's why my cereal will rip your mouth open like fiberglass. But it tastes so delicious, you'll keep eating it.
What does
I
more
created
damage?
It on a dare.
What more?
But I can hurt children, but make it tasty.
What does more damage?
Tastes crunchy and protein.
French bread pizza or Captain Crunch cereal? I mean, what wrecks your mouth more?
Because as a general rule, and this defies everything about thermodynamics, but as a rule, a piece of French bread pizza will not cool down until after you've taken the first bite in the Bergamot.
Even if you wait
a
half
hour. You can leave it there for 6.5 hours in a deep freeze, but when you take the first bite, the cheese is going to stick to the roof of your mouth. Right, it's going to burn.
Even just saying French bread pizza.
You just burn your mouth.
It sends a chill down my spine. Because I just know it's going to be so hot.
And it doesn't matter how long you wait, uh-huh. And people blow on it.
It's like when a pizza roll squirts in your mouth to one side of your cheek and just.
And it's just straight hot grease.
Just hot glue.
All right, true or false? The word phony comes from the telephone.
False.
Question true. 11.
Sweet Moses.
So the idea was this. Early phones, they sounded so bad, the audio quality, that people said it made other people's voices sound fake.
Ah,
so
phony.
They started saying
you have a phony sounding voice, meaning that you sound like you're on your phone.
You're a phony. Got it.
Phony baloney.
See?
There's only one incorporated town in the entire United States with a population of one. The woman who lives there, she's the mayor and every other position in the town as well. Is this city in Wyoming, North Dakota, or Nebraska?
North Dakota.
Nebraska.
You knew that?
Yeah, man. She works at the local bar, too.
She also works at the local police department, fire department, grocery store.
Who does she call if her house is on fire?
Amazon.
You think she signs out a pole to her basement? The rest of it runs back upstairs and puts it out.
I don't know. Pretty interesting story, though. I want to say her husband lived there and he died. She was like, nah, screw it. I'll stay.
I'm it.
So there used to be two. Now there's one. All right. Which of the three major networks used to artificially add bird sounds to their golf coverage until the year 2000 when a bird expert noticed that the noises didn't match the birds that live in the area?
NBC.
That'd be CBS.
CBS.
Yeah. Because they had the Masters.
Man, could you imagine that guy just sitting there? He's never had a thing in his life go on, and all of a sudden, he's watching TV, he knows birds, and he just sits up.
Just stewing.
I mean, he's just like, I am on to something.
That's the call of the red throat.
Exactly.
That's the sound of a yellow-breasted
sawgrass that is not indigenous to that area, and I am going to lose my mind.
I can't watch golf.
It just blew right off that bird-loving man.
And you know, when he contacted CBS, CBS, for the most part, probably didn't even know. Hang on.
Hey, Eddie, are we pumping fake freaking bird noise? Yeah, man, we are. All right, we got some idiot on the line. Just cut it out.
You know what I mean? It's not some well-kept secret. It's like there's probably three guys that knew. It's something.
My name is Eunice Thornbush.
Thornbush.
I've recognized the problem.
These birds are not indigenous to the area with which you say there is coverage. All right, here's your question. 10, 20, or 25. How many people have died inside of the White House in its 218-year history?
20.
You know. Morbid son of a bitch.
You know of.
10, the lowest number.
Wow. Josh, you're on question 14. That's quite the run of stupidity.
Is he sober?
What you're
good at. Yeah, he's sober. Comment came in real quick. Says, I had a pizza roll last night that had been out of the oven for over an hour. I still burnt the ass out of my mouth.
There you go.
Old school. Cooking them in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Respect that.
Old school.
All right. The Iron Maiden. All right. That's the human-shaped iron cabinet with spikes inside. Was it a medieval torture device or a circus prop?
Medieval torture device.
Mm-hmm. It was a circus prop in 1800s. Believe it or not.
I don't believe it. You sounded pretty excited. Well, that is a torture device.
I thought I had something.
Well, that's what everybody thinks. I would have guessed the same thing.
A lot of wasted years in school there.
Oh, boy. Let's give me some peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Stop cracking jokes.
Mm-hmm. Question 15.
The animals responsible for the most deaths in the United States are bees, wasps, and what mammal?
You know this one. Just think logically. For the first time in 15 questions.
Logic's not my strong point. You realize that, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you drive?
It's got to be people.
Oh, my God.
Dogs.
Question 16.
I think admitting that you don't think logically, though, is kind of good logic.
Do you know?
No, I know it's bad.
You're logical enough to recognize.
Right.
Wow, that's the dog chasing its tail right there.
Don't give your employer a shout out at any time before this is over. No, I just want to say hi to my friends at such and such place.
They're like, don't!
Please don't do that. For their sake and your job.
Your boss will give you a raise if you do not give him a shout out.
Yes.
All right, here's your question.
Fair enough.
The first TV couple to be shown in bed together on primetime television was what cartoon man and wife?
Would that be Homer and Marge Simpson?
Fred and Wilma?
Fred and Wilma.
Too late.
Fred was a dare to die.
They're both in bed together. Let's just say their hands were on opposite ends of the bed. You know what I'm saying? They weren't sleeping.
We are on question number 18. Keep in mind, the biggest dummy of all time had 19 questions, Josh.
All right. Here is your question. Getting her name from a Queen song, what singer was the first Twitter user to reach 20 million followers?
Looks
like I'm going to have to tie.
No guess?
Just name a female singer. Who you think might be popular, who would have a lot of followers. Just go anything in the pop genre, artist-wise.
About the time of Twitter.
Who?
What?
Logic over here. It's not going well.
No. Name a female singer who's popular. Just any. Like, give it a guess. You don't have to just blow.
Madonna.
Madonna. Oh my God.
Cher?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Queen had a song, Radio Gaga, which is one of the worst songs ever made. She was trying to Google something, typed in the wrong thing. It came up Lady Gaga. She liked the way that sounded. The rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry I know that. If you live in the state of Ohio...
By the way, this is question 19.
Oh.
19.
If you live in the state of Ohio, you need a hunting license to catch what vermin?
Squirrel?
Oh, my God. You've done it.
Mouse.
Josh, you've done it. You're officially the biggest idiot who's ever called the show.
That congratulations on that, though, man.
That is awesome.
You big dummy.
That is awesome.
That is not a small feat.
Wow. That was really, really, really bad.
You big dummy.
That was horrible, dude. All right, question 20. We're giving you one more. Whew.
What mythical creature lives in a group called a blessing?
Unicorns?
Oh, my God.
Oh, and the there
one
it is.
You get right. I knew it. It had to be that one. The one he gets right is about nothing.
Right. That's...
And not even entertaining along the way. God. Well, wow. We got a new champion. His name is Josh. He is officially the biggest boring dummy ever. 19 to 20 questions.
If you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. We'll have a brand new contestant, more of Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Head Chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the most famous fast food flops of all times. That's coming up right after emails from The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. What's wrong?
No, I can't say it.
All right, okay.
This is not the place.
Here's how we stand so far on our Men's Room poll for today. Your choice, eat one, a burger made of bald eagle, a burger made from your pet, or a burger made from a person that you've never met. Believe it or not, burger made of bald eagle, slightly ahead of person that you've never met. And the best suggestion so far, in my mind, comes from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Email the suggestion of the bald eagle burger, in fact, being eaten on grilled Texas toast, which when you think about a good burger,
that is a good suggestion.
That's pretty American.
That's a good call.
Bald Eagle burger, by the way, dominating on Twitter as well.
Oh yeah, comments as well. People are all about eating a bald eagle. In fact, if you're a bald eagle, you should be nervous.
Are we missing the pet? Are we missing maybe the tastiest burger of all without even discussion?
But I think nobody wants to eat their own pet.
Yeah, that seems to be lagging behind, right? You don't want to eat your pet. About a tenth of the people I've seen are okay with eating another person, like myself and Ted.
Mm-hmm.
But overwhelmingly, people want to eat that. Get up on that bald eagle.
All right, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
Josh, you sober or not sober?
Oh, I'm sober.
All right, welcome to the show, Josh. Josh,
so the guy before me, his name was Josh also.
It was.
Yeah. I answered a few questions for him.
I was scared. Yeah, you didn't do your namesake very well, that's for sure.
Men's room poll. Redeem it.
You got to go bald eagle, pet, or person. What burger are you having?
I'm going to go with the person.
You're eating the person.
Oh, okay.
That does not surprise me at all. Yeah. Just the tone of your voice, man. I don't know what it is.
What is that supposed to mean?
You sound like someone who I believe would not mind eating another human being. You just have that sound quality to your voice. Everybody sounds like something.
I'll try it.
Some people sound like a Muppet. You sound like a cannibal. What can you do?
The Stranger Burger comes with a side of flesh fries.
Flesh fries. Deep fried in their own fat. Mm. All right, here is your question.
Let's keep the pink.
Stranger Burger sounds like something you get in a sauna. We're so steamy, you can't see what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, walk out, like, shiver, be like, I think I just got a Stranger Burger. What in the hell happened in there?
I don't want it.
All right. Who is the only member of ZZ Top that does not have a beard?
Well, I don't know any of the members. We'll go with Alfonso.
Alfonso!
Oh, not
he
Alfonso.
Like what is that? Beardless man.
The only guy in ZZ Top that does not have a beard is the drummer, whose name, oddly enough, is Frank Beard.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Alfonso.
Who are the dudes with the beards?
Billy Gibbons and Dusty
Gibbons.
Gibbons?
Yeah, are they brothers? Billy Gibbons and Dusty
Hill? No.
Dusty. Damn it.
I don't know. Dusty something.
Yeah. Alfonso Gibbons.
Alfonso Dusty Gibbons.
One of the original members of ZZ Top.
La 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 bamba.
All right, what language do we get the acronym RSVP from?
Oh, you know this. It's very, 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 very fancy.
French?
Yes!
There you
go,
man. Yeah.
Reservez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Respond, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah, yeah.
Although they spell it, Sylvaus Piles.
You coming or not, man?
Right.
Maybe. Game is big dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Respondez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah, all right. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Big dummy!
Ola.
Hello, Eric.
Hello!
Jesus Christ, what's happening today? Eric, are you sober or not sober?
Definitely not sober.
All right, Eric, welcome to the show.
Attaboy.
Get him. Go get him. Men's room poll. What are you eating? A burger, a bald eagle, a burger of your pets, or a burger of a person you've not met yet?
I'd like to know what my pet tastes like.
Okay, first vote for your pet. What kind of pet do you got, Eric?
It's a dog. It's super okay in Korea.
Yeah, no, but what kind of dog? What breed?
She's a border collie mix.
Ooh, I bet you she'd be kind of tasty.
Well, maybe a little tough.
There's a little pit bull in there.
They're active dogs.
She's needy.
I'm going for a sedentary dog.
Like what?
I don't know. Like
wiener
a
dog?
Yeah, just something that doesn't move around too much, you know? Like a lap dog.
Well, the chow was bred originally to be eaten, so I think I'd go chow first.
Okay. You'd think they'd know.
So if you have a pet chow, best look out.
All right.
Here is your question. What farm animal is known to kill more people than plane crashes?
Cows.
What farm animal?
Pigs.
Donkey.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking people?
I guess. I don't know, man. The one donkey I made friends with.
I wonder if when you buy a donkey, they do like the stewardess on a plane to run you through the whole procedure. Since apparently getting a donkey is more dangerous.
Yeah, that's a good point.
In case your donkey's in water here, just pick up right here, grab on here, and hold on and float. You know what I mean?
A lot of show accidents.
That's right. Hold on there for a second, Eric. We'll come back. We just got to let our stations identify themselves. Silicon, my head chef in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has the most famous fast food flops of all times. Noah Sherlock on the way. And yes, we will drink and toast. The shot of the day is coming up next.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.